boom, explode on a hot sky. I was asked to write about Brighton and light, and the song my reply was, what light? Let me take you for a ride. I'ma drop a bite from the top of that road, I'm delivered. That's rain on my face, it's a taste of the proper life. Wake up in the stranger's place, all part night. Writing in bright, filling white collar guys, because the green and the colour fits get by, and economize concern at the sea levels on the rise. So I'm off to the beach, guarantees that I'm on the ice with a dash of rum and coke. But we're no different to hundreds of other folks, doing them waterside summer songs, summer smoke, summer broke. But happiness don't revolve around whatever your dollars like.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 287. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off there with a track from Brighton, UK's Bent Cousin. That song is called Dizzy, and that's the A side of the band's new 7-inch single out July 1st, I believe, on Team Love Records. It's a slightly different sound for the twins there. Definitely more rock, and the B side is even more rock with an appearance from members of PIL, so crazy there. I've got some good music for you this week, and it's kind of all over the place, so let's jump into something else and see what you think here. This is a track by Spoonboy. The song is All the Kids in Michigan.
now, but my roommate just passed out. I cannot get in my room.
Just like that. That is Stegosaurus Rex with the song Tip Me Over. That's on the band's new EP, Something From Nothing. Their debut EP, self-released on June 9th. Let's call it a demo. In other genres, we call it a demo. This is really a demo. It is the first release from Alex and Aaron from Man Bear. And they're joined on drums there by Lennon from Haha Tonka, though I believe he was just adding some studio touches when the band was working on that one in at Element Recordings with Joel there. A good effort there, let you know what they're up to. And of course, Stegosaurus Rex is a bit of a pun on T-Rex, which is the biggest influence on that band ever. They eat, sleep, and breathe Mark Bolan. There in the middle, we heard from the Front Bottoms, the song 12 Feet Deep. That is on the new EP Rose, which came out June 17th on Bar None Records, band based out of New Jersey there. You may know that song as a as it existed in 2008 when it was released on the band's debut self-released album, I Hate My Friends. Rose is going back and mining the first couple of self-released albums and a self-released EP. They're going back, finding old songs, re-recording them, and Bar None is re-releasing them. So for better or worse, we're going to get some Front Bottoms. It may not be entirely new, but certainly a sheen on what we got years ago. And then we started that set off with Spoonboy. That is a project of David Combs from Washington, D.C. That song is called All the Kids in Michigan, and that's on the album The Papas that was released, I believe, on Planet X Records back in 2011 or so. And I know there's a new Spoonboy Color Me Wednesday split that just came out, and hopefully I'll have that for you in an upcoming podcast. The band came through Kansas City recently, and you'll find photos and video and my account of that show on the Too Much Rock website. Well, I guess I need to let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to stick with Kansas City bands here. I'm going to jump into something from The Family Bed. This song is called Underwater Now, Part 4.
They say there's no
oh,
All right, I had to go take it all aggro there at the end, didn't I? That is White Lung with the song Snake Jaw. That's on the band's album Deep Fantasy, which just came out June 16th on Domino Records, band out of Vancouver, BC. I'm always thinking I'm going to like that band more than I do. They just don't speak to me. But before that, we heard from The Family Bed from Kansas City. That song was called Underwater Now, Part 4. That's on the band's self-titled full-length album, self-released back in February of this year. I really enjoy that band. The album reminds me a lot of Fevers and Mirrors by Bright Eyes, and there's certainly Bright Eyes and Modest Mouse and maybe a bit of Cursive and you know, even in the worst times, Panic at the Disco. But most of the album is just very, very good, and I suggest you give that one a listen. I think you can name your price it on their Bandcamp site, and so throw the kids $5 and pick up a great album there. Well, let's see. I guess I'm about out of time here, so let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 287. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, please visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Facebook and Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, tonight, 6:24, Deaf Heaven is playing at the Granada. I'm going to miss that one, sadly. Fox is playing at the Riot Room on the 25th. On the 26th through 28th is the Lawrence Field Day Fest, including free shows on the 26th. I may try to make it out for that. I don't make it out to Lawrence nearly enough. On the 27th, Red Kate and Bad Ideas are celebrating the split 7-inch on Mills Records, and that is a in-store at Mills at like 7:30. A little later that night at Art Closet, I think Two Nights is playing. On the 3rd, Connor Oberst is playing at the Bottleneck. Or on the 3rd, you can see Wussy at Record Bar. On the 12th, Tyranny is Tyranny at Davies or Cheap Girls at the Right Room. And the 17th, you've got a choice as well, Manor Astor Man at the Right Room or Richard Buckner at Czar. I'll be out of town for a while after that, but you may want to catch Rev Gusto at the Riot Room on the 19th, or Grays at Vandals on the 20th, or 7 Seconds on the 25th at Czar Bar, or Matthew Sweet at Knuckleheads on the 29th. Hopefully I'll be back in town on August 3rd for Motley Crue at the Sprint Center. I'm serious. I'm going to that show. That is if I can get someone to give me a photo pass. On the 7th of August, Casket Girls at Czar Bar. The 12th, OK Go at Riot Room. That should be funny. The 15th through 17th, Vandals Summer Camp. It looks a lot like Middle of the Map Fest, but different organizers and a lot of the same regional punk bands. But who needs a cause to celebrate, right? Let's see. I guess that's really it for August. Let's not talk about September yet. That's a long ways off, and we're still sweating here, and we don't want to think about back to school or anything like that. All right, let's wrap things up here. I got one track left. It's by the band Fox. I'm going to play the song called Evil. It is on the band's self-titled album, which comes out June 24th on Partisan Records. As I said, the band is on tour. I think Kansas City is tomorrow. That is, I think, the second date of a national tour. So if you like what you hear, they're probably going to be playing in your town soon. So, and do catch them that way. Let's see. That's all about I got to say there. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Happened to you, make it all feel more.